Hi guys, today I'm going to be doing the Audio Candy weekly questionnaire, Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. So, number one from Kent. If you had access to a time machine, would you use it? If yes, would you go back in time or forward, and why? If no, would you destroy it or leave it, and why? However much I would love to go back in time to an era that I really, really love, like the Anglo-Saxon Age or the Renaissance or something like that, I would probably try to go into the future, just because I think that having access to a time machine gives you a certain responsibility. And everyone knows that changing the past is a bad idea. Never goes well. But I think changing the future could be a good idea. I'm assuming that if you use this time machine, you can come back to your current time afterwards. So I think it'd be good to go to the future and see if I can do anything to improve that future once I come back. Or to warn people, or to give people hope that everything will work out in the end. Yeah. Number two, what are five things you want to do before you die that you haven't already accomplished / done? I definitely have a bucket list, and I'm gonna not mention like the heavy things on here just because I don't really feel like it, but some of the fun things that I want to do are swim with whales, like blue whales, big whales. And I'd like to go deep sea diving, and I'd like to do graffiti somewhere important. Not extremely important, just like so that people see it. I'd like to be a vagabond for like a few months to a year, hop on a train maybe, just travel the US and or, you know, maybe more than the US, who knows? Just to go where the path takes me. So that's three. What else? I really want to, like, live in a monkey colony for, like, a week. See if they... Not me. They probably wouldn't accept me after just a week, but I read this really cool... No, I listened to this really cool podcast one day about a woman who was a scientist, and she lived with monkeys for a while, and at first she was kind of an outsider, but eventually they did take her in, like during a big storm, and I just think that sounds so cool. I'm sure it would be very uncomfortable, and it's a much better fantasy in my head than if I were to actually do it, but it just sounds really amazing. And lastly, I would like to form some good relationships, good long-term relationships. I haven't formed any of those in my life. Yeah. So I'd like to do that. Number three from Jessie Says Relax. Number two is from her too. I don't know if I said that, but yeah. Number two was Jessie Says Relax, and now number three from Jessie Says Relax. What are you currently loving? Books, TV shows, hobbies, drinks, music, anything that you just love right now? Honestly, I'm kind of in one of those ruts where I'm not loving as many things as I usually do. I don't want to say I don't love anything. Let's see, I'm trying to think of something that I really love right now. I love the people on Mumble a lot. They really, really make me happy. I love being home. I've been traveling a lot. Being home is nice. But I'm about to move to college, but I think I'm gonna get settled in pretty quickly because I associate home with where I can have privacy and freedom and things like that. And in my apartment, I'll have that too. So I think it'll be easy for me to call where I'm moving home pretty quickly. Number 4 from 0105. What are you scared of, / what are your fears? I have lots of fears. I guess my surface fears are certain bugs, mainly roaches. I'm actually not too afraid of spiders, but I hate the feeling of spider webs whenever you walk through one by accident, which happens a lot where I live. I mean, not in my house, like in my area, just because there's lots of like swamps and stuff. So I've walked through many a spider web and it's not a fun feeling. On a deeper level, I'm afraid that I'm destined for not belonging, or I'm destined to never find love. All right, number 5 from Miss Sweetie. If you could tell your 10-year-old self one thing, what would it be? I'd probably apologize for being who I am. Yeah, number 6. Also from Miss Sweetie, a remix from Epigrammatic. In reverse, what would your 10-year-old self say to you, do you think? Well, when I was 10, I was very, very shy. Most likely I would just not say anything. And then after the actual me left, the 10-year-old me would probably just go cry in her room or something. If she did have the courage to say something, then she'd probably be very dramatic and probably try to convince me to be who she thinks that I should be. Yeah. Number 7 from Ninth Glyph. Which favorite book from your childhood do you most want to see made into a movie or miniseries? Well, they screwed up a lot of books from my childhood. I would love for them to make a better movie series for The Inheritance Cycle. They only made the first book a movie, and that was Aragon, and the movie was complete crap, and it wasn't anything like the book, and it would be great if they could redo that. Same with Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson was such a bad movie. Ugh. But the books were pretty good, so I'd love it if they could redo that. Other books that they haven't tried yet, The Midnighters series is really good. Also, The Uglies trilogy. And The Mysterious Benedict Society. Yeah, I really like all those books. Then number 8 from Ninth Glyph. Do you still put at least one calendar up at home, even though you have one on your phone? Yes, I do. Number 9 from Epigrammatic. If you could be the best at one thing, what would it be? Oh, that's a hard one. I would like to be the best at making things happen, making ideas become a reality. You know, not just fantasizing about what would be nice to do, but actually putting things together and making them happen. Yeah. Number 10 from Alice Rabbit Whisper. What is the most romantic thing you've done for someone else? I've fallen asleep on people. I don't know. I mean, that was kind of self-serving. I was tired, so I fell asleep. But I know that they enjoyed it. And so, yeah, I guess that's happened. Also, in 8th grade, our school did this thing where they gave all of the girls heart necklaces, and we could give them to a boy throughout the day, and whichever guy had the most heart necklaces by the end of the day would, like, get some stupid prize. And I did give a guy my heart necklace because he, like, helped me pick up my instrument. He didn't help me pick it up, but he carried it for me back to school, which was quite nice of him, so, you know. I've also gone on a few dates, but honestly, I have never been on a date in my life with someone that I've actually been attracted to in a more than platonic way. So, yeah, I haven't done many romantic things because of that. I think it's safe to say that in my real life outside of the internet, I have never been attracted to someone in a more than platonic way. Yeah. And next, number 11 from Alice Rabbit Whisper. If you could eat one food every day for the rest of your life, what would you eat? Well, I already eat bananas pretty much every day. It's not the only thing I eat, but yeah, bananas. Number 12 from Captain Audio. If you had to choose one celebrity over the age of 65 that you are not sexually attracted to lick Nutella off of your lips or mouth, who would it be? Probably the Queen. Yeah, the Queen of England. Number 13, also from Captain Audio. If you had to choose a species of extinct dinosaur to end your life, which one would you choose and how would it kill you? I love plesiosaurs. I love plesiosaurs so much, so it would definitely be a plesiosaur. And I would just want it to hop out of the water and hug me super, super tight and drag me down and be hugging me so tight that it just squeezes all the oxygen out of me so that I drown faster and happier and die in its arms. Yeah, like that. Number 14 from Ice Cold Widow. If you could live anywhere in the world, language barriers and money issues aside, where would you live and why? Oh god, there's so many places that I love to live, and honestly, I don't see myself settling down in the future. I'm sure I will. Eventually, I'll just get tired of moving and settle down. I'll want a house that I can, you know, maintain and keep for myself, but right now, I don't want to settle down anywhere. There's no place that I would want to live for the rest of my life. Boston sounds great. Also, lots of places in Europe sound incredible. Denmark sounds amazing to me. So does Switzerland. And England, for sure. Ireland. Also, lots of places in Africa. And in the Middle East. And lots of places in Asia. I just want to live everywhere, pretty much. Yeah. So no answer for that one. Number 15, again from Ice Cold Widow. If there was a language you could wake up tomorrow and know as well as your first language, what would it be and why? Well, I think Spanish would be useful, but that's not particularly interesting. French would be fun because it's such a pretty language. I really, really like the sound of Dutch, and I also really like the sound of Swahili. So if we're going for enjoyment, I guess, and not just what would be more useful, which again would be like Spanish or French probably, yeah, I would love to learn Dutch or Swahili. Number 16 from Cardlin. You wake up as the opposite gender. After freaking out, what's the first thing you do? Gosh, honestly, I don't think I would stop freaking out. I would be like, male genitalia just confuses me so much, and I don't think I could ever be used to that ever in my life ever. it's weird. Yeah, I'm sorry to all the men, but you're weird. You're really weird, and I don't think I could be a man without just thinking about that thing in between my legs. That's just so weird. It's like, okay, yeah, okay, next question. Number 17, from Cardlin again. Are you the marrying, raise a family type, or is that not for you? No, I don't think so. As of now, I don't think so. I'm young, so it's all subject to change, but I don't see myself marrying and raising a family. Hopefully I do get to nurture people, but just not in a parental sort of way. I'd love to teach, and I'd love to form lots of nurturing friendships but I don't see myself raising a family at all. And next, from me, if you could ask one question to your future self, what would it be? I would ask if I was capable of feeling love in the same way that other people do. Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.